How are you, Kevy?
Really good again this morning. You should pardon me for my origin coach pretty quickly.
Okay, so
Kev, you just got to move on, mate. Got to move on.
You get a day of love in here, Kev, and then you're out.
And let's go. Former.
I'm so confused. Like, what does the contract say? Like, what are we going to call you?
Well, the 1st of November, I officially started the Broncos.
Righty.
I'm still the origin coach, yeah.
There you go. Sorry. We'll start again. Welcome to Queensland coach, Kevin Wilders, everyone.
to be Brisbane coach.
What a weekend of footy it was. So we go into the preliminary finals with Penrith and Melbourne, certainly favourites as they deserve to be, Kevy. Can you see an upset brewing in any of these two games this weekend?
Yeah, certainly can. The Raiders are a gritty side, aren't they? Well, not so much gritty. They played with great flair, you know, over the weekend. So they can beat the Raiders, sure. And also South Sydney, well, they've come alive, haven't they, in the last month. And Wayne Bennett, the master coach at this time of the year, with getting his teams in the right frame of mind to go all the way. So, yeah, I can certainly see both those teams winning. Although I do understand that, you know, Melbourne and Penrith clearly would be the favourites. But, you know, this is footy, and at the big end of the season, some good things can happen to good sides.
Kevy, I listened to Wayne Bennett's press conference after the South game, and he made it very clear that he held his team, well, it sounds like he held his team back a little bit through that COVID period in preparation for this time of the year. Is that something you can do as an NRL coach? And how hard is it during the season to be able to take that risk when, again, you don't know if your team's going to make the finals?
Yeah, well, you know, I guess only Wayne Bennett could answer that question as to what he actually did with his players. Mm. Certainly, I know, having been coached by him, he does know how to get his timing right with rugby league teams at the big end of season games. And, you know, can you do... Well, he's been coaching for how long now, Wayne? So he obviously knows, you know, how to get that right. South Sydney are a great example, aren't they? They're a side that struggled for a lot of the season trying to get combinations and the like. But now they've hit the right button, and they are just dismantling great defensive teams quite easily. In fact, Parramatta were, you know, they were the top three defensive team, you know, in the competition. But they scored 30 points in the second half, I think, on the weekend. So, you know, they're a great side. And Wayne, the master coach, getting them primed beautifully for a great charge, you know, into the grand final. So, yeah, great coaching from Bennett. Great work.
Kevy, you know him better than most. Is it fair to say that when finals time rolls around, he doesn't overcomplicate things and doesn't overcoach his side, whereas some other coaches might feel as though they have to overload their players with extra information?
Yeah, that's certainly right, Laurie. And also, you know, I think he takes a lot of pressure off the players with it being a finals game. You know, there is a lot of pressure on players, as we all know, but he seems to absorb that pressure through his coaching, and he likes to take control of the media and everything going on around the team, get really good positive messages out there about his side. You know, that message that he said on the weekend that about the timing of it all through COVID, you know, what did Wayne do through the COVID period? Well, he went to restaurants and he went to all sorts of things. You know, but his players were obviously behind closed doors and doing the right, you know, with their training, not doing too much, but doing enough just to tick it over so that, you know, come October, that their team is flying. And he's done a great job with them. I'll give him that.
Absolutely. So, we'll get a tip off you for both games.
So, yeah, I'm going to stay with the favourites. I think the Storm, particularly here at Suncorp Stadium, I think they've won 19 games in Queensland in a row, haven't they? At the stadium, or certainly in Queensland, their record in Queensland is better than any team in the competition. And the Raiders have got to travel up to Suncorp, and also. Yeah, I'm going to tip the Panthers as well. I think I can't tip against them, although South Sydney are a great side and in good touch. But, you know, I'm just going to stick with the favourites. We're looking forward to the game here at Suncorp. But I remember, Laurie, in 1990, cast your mind back, in 1995, the Raiders ventured up to play the Broncos in a major semi-final in 95. I think the Raiders had lost two games maybe all year. And I reckon that's the hardest NRL game that I've ever played, was that semi-final.
Yeah.
Tough game against you guys. And you guys in a... losing as well, because I thought you were going to go on and win it, but I think, I'm not sure who won it in 95. Was it the Bulldogs?
Canterbury.
Yeah, Bulldogs. Yeah, they did. That's right. I've always wondered why we had to go to Lang Park to play you guys. in that semi-final? Because we'd only lost two games all year along with Manly.
You'd have to talk to Wayne about that one, Laurie. Yeah. Maybe he was organising the show then. Do you remember that game?
I do. No, I remember. It was fast. It was an amazing game of football. I think we just got there in the end. I think Bradley Clyde had a stormer.
Yeah, all good. But yeah, that's what we're expecting this week up here at Suncorp. It's a fantastic stadium for a big end of season games. And, you know, the Storm love playing here. And I'm sure the Raiders are up for the challenge as well. Ricky be planning his little week away now, wouldn't he?
He'd be planning. I'll tell you what, though, Kevy. You know Craig and Ricky as well as I do. They're both great mates, but they're both very intense when it comes to their footy teams. But I want to ask you about Cameron Smith. There was it was going around on the weekend that he's close to making an announcement and he's leaning towards retiring. Have you got any info on what he's possibly going to do?
No, I'll mail there, Laurie, but I do know that Suncorp Stadium is sending him off this weekend. There's a lot of fanfare around it possibly being his last game at the stadium, which he's done so well there with the Storm and also for Queensland and Australia. So, the drums are beating for him to retire at the end of the season. But, you know, with Cameron, we just don't know, do we, what he's going to do. And whatever he does, whatever decision he comes up with, it'll be a smart one and the right one. And he'll be looking to go out with a premiership ring on his finger, I would have thought. So we'll see how it all pans out.
Right. Now that we've butted you up a bit, have you punted anyone from the Broncos yet?
No, mate, no.
Not anyone. How many have you punted?
Up to 9, I read in the paper. That's news to me. But, we had a meeting last week with all of our people that look after that area of the Broncos, and we continue to have some meetings. And obviously, every roster is going to go through some change, and ours will be no different. It's just a matter of where we end up with it all. So, yeah, it's... we've got to get that right, don't we, to start off next season for the Broncos for sure.
Kevy, we had a conversation with Buzz a little earlier this morning just about the importance of the number seven, the halfback in all the teams in the NRL. And I was asking, in your opinion as a head coach, is it a fair expectation that so much accountability and responsibility is put on that one player? Because, again, we've seen a lot of the halves have got plenty of talent, but the actual game management seems to be the one area that, every club's looking for. And that seems to be the difference between making the finals this year, for example, versus not. So you as the Broncos coach, how much pressure is on you and the club to find the perfect number seven?
Oh, well, it's a key position, isn't it, in the game. The six, the seven, the one and the nine, I wouldn't sort of put too much onto one. I think they've got to share the responsibility of the side, both in attack and defence. Defence will be your hooker. He's in the middle, he's making tackles, he's organising his ruck, and the fullback in defence, well, he's one of the most important players as well. So, they're the key players. A bit like in cricket, I suppose, Clarkie, with your number, is it your number four or number five is your best batsman, and then your opening bowler sort of thing, who's the quickest and can knock over stumps. That's similar with league. You need your best players in those positions. And clearly, Penrith this year have found some young ones, you know, and Nathan Cleary's been outstanding this year, you know, for Penrith. I look at the Storm spine and the class that they have through there, and also South Sydney, you know, the Raiders, their spine, have found great combinations. So it's a key part, not just the seven, but all those numbers that we said to get your team as far as you can in the competition.
Now that you've gone in, Kevy, and got some feedback from the players, how long do you think it'll take to get the roster that you want, considering the contracts that are in place?
Well, I guess it's going to be, again, I don't know, depending on what we can do with the roster, but I'd like to think in a year or so we could get some players into the club that I believe, you know, are the right ones. So, again, I'm a bit of a rookie at all this roster stuff, so we'll leave it to the pros. And, you know, but the team that if Brisbane ran out the same squad this year, you know, we'd be confident of lifting their position on the table where they are now. I mean, there's only one way they can go, really, and that's up. So, yeah, we'd be very confident of turning them around next year and putting a bit of starch back into the Broncos' defence.
Okay, great. So, in fact, Kevy, before you go, Loz, I've just noticed him just sort of lifting the sleeves up on his T-shirt and just looking at his guns and making sure that they're still big enough. Is this the Loz you remember as well?
It certainly is. I remember standing across from him in a scrum and he'd roll his sleeves up and say, "Look out, Kevy, I'm coming over the top." And guess what he did?
I did not. I remember Kevy and I, we used to get around a bit in Queanbeyan when I first moved to Canberra in 87. We had some fun times, Kevy.
Oh, it was good, mate, yeah. Well, just young, mate, back in carefree and getting, well, it wasn't a lot of money they were paying. Well, you're probably on a bit more than I was, Loz.
No.
it was just a great time in the Raiders. It was great to see them, you know, playing the footy that they are, and Sticky's got them rolling. A fan of mine, the Raiders, of course.
Kevy, great to talk to you as always, mate. Have a good week.
Good on you, Dan. Thank you.